Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
So if you were just tuning into the program, a big story that took place earlier on for us, which may or may not be the reason why Brady Quinn is not here today, is the fact that the Kentucky Wildcats, a three seed, went out and vomited all over the front of their jerseys.
Jeez.
And gave up 10 threes to a guy coming off the bench for Oakland and lost. And then you consider the fact that in 2022...
And not Oakland, California.
No, not Oaktown. Oakland. No.
Oakland.
Oakland. Near Detroit in Michigan.
Yes, an Oakland in Michigan.
Yeah. So Kentucky was the big upset loss, and so you've got Big Blue Nation and you've got Kentucky Wildcat fans that are just piling on and letting it rip. I mean, even Andy Furman, Fox Sports Radio host, took to social media and took to Twitter last night and said, Kentucky's now a football school. Like, that's just disrespectful all the way through. But he lives in Kentucky, so he knows exactly how to needle the Kentucky fans. So not a great showing by the Kentucky Wildcats. And the reason why it's applicable to this show is because Brady Quinn talked yesterday about how he had confidence in Kentucky. I believe he's got Kentucky winning the whole thing, if I'm not mistaken. He's at least got him in the final. Lee, Brady's got Kentucky winning the whole thing, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that was his pick yesterday.
That is correct. He has Kentucky over UConn.
Yeah. So,
That's not going
to
happen.
No. If you want, so if you want to know what happened to Brady's bracket, don't worry. It'll be on a spindle in your bathroom as you go to clean up after yourself, and you have some bad chili over the weekend. But the point is, not great for Brady. And he let me know via text message that he was planning on calling in at some point today to air out the Kentucky Wildcats. So we are still awaiting that call. This was a planned day off for him. He's celebrating his 10th anniversary with the wife. Happy anniversary to them. But not a great day for Kentucky. And John Calipari, the coach of Kentucky, spoke after the loss last night and not only talked about what went wrong in the game, but what his approach might be when it comes to recruiting and getting players to Lexington moving forward.
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances. And both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were freshmen. I've done this with young teams my whole career, and it's going to be hard for me to change that because we've helped so many young people and their families that I don't see myself just saying, okay, we're not going to recruit freshmen. And I mean, the thing that we've been blessed with is families bring their sons to us, and we do what we're supposed to do to help them prepare for the rest of their lives. But I've taken some older guys, and we've done it. I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but this thing here, it's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles, and all this stuff, win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden, it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
So there we go back to the age gap between younger players at Kentucky and some of these older players that are sticking around because of NIL. It is kind of interesting how it's done that 180 from the standpoint of, you know, you'd want to get to the pros as soon as you could to try and make money because you couldn't in college. And now it's like, screw it. I got a little bit of cash and I can be in my early 20s and still stay on campus. Why not? I'll stick around for a little bit. So that part of the adjusting to that is going to be fascinating to see how it goes.
It's a tough position to be in if you're John Calipari, because you are getting the best of the best. You are getting the most elite players. And what exactly are you supposed to do under the circumstances that he's operating under? Do you recruit a lesser of a player knowing that they may stay longer? You're not going to offer enough money. Like, NIL money is not going to keep the type of player he's getting to come to his school to stay. They're not going to stay.
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt, but just asking you, because I know that you've coached, would you rather have talent or maturity?
See, that's hard, because you could be a mature bum.
That is true. I don't see a lot of bums in their, you know, in their teams.
I'm going to say I'd rather have talent, to be honest. I'd rather have talent, because you can't teach talent. You can teach and develop skill, but talent is something that you're born with. Like, that's what I believe. And so to me, I can figure out ways to adjust and to adapt if I have talent. If I have maturity, but that maturity is void of talent, then, I mean, that – and be clear, we're talking as if, you know, Oakland didn't have any talent. I'm not going to say that they didn't have any talent. They had enough talent to be in the tournament, you know. Like we heard on the update, right? Penn State isn't in the tournament.
Oh.
You know, so it's fine. Finley wanted to shoot shots. It's fine, but he's right. We did not have enough talent to be in the tournament. So there is a level of talent with the ages that Calipari's throwing out there at 22, 23, 24. If you're playing against 23, 24-year-olds in a tournament like the NCAA, the tournament, you're probably going to lean towards the maturity of the talent on those teams. That's where the difference may come into play, Jonas, is that you do have guys that have talent. They're not the talents that they have on Kentucky, but nonetheless, they're talented enough with maturity. With maturity, with familiarity to being a college student, to being a college athlete, to playing in the system perceivably, there are a lot of benefits and bonuses to, imagine this, building a team. Building a team, like, okay, first year they came in. I mean, think about the Fab Five, or, you know, some of these great teams that we've seen, the Duke teams throughout the years, the UNC teams throughout the years. You got at least 2 years to see these guys play.
Yeah.
You got at least 2 years. Calipari's only getting one.
And that's also why college basketball was more popular back then. Because
you got a chance to get to know them.
Yeah, you were familiar with those guys. You got to see them grow up. I still remember, like, when the first Duke players started leaving Coach K to go early, because all those guys stayed for 4 years, it seemed like. And then all of a sudden, I think it might have been Elton Brand or Corey Maggette who left early. And it was like, whoa, this is different. Like, it just feels like this is now the next change in all this. And you've got coaches that are trying to adjust to it. Similar to like we've talked about in college football, to where guys like Nick Saban are like, yeah, I'm good. Or Chip Kelly's like, you know what, man? F this. I just want to coach. I don't want to deal with all the drama that comes with it. I wonder what that's like in college basketball for some of these guys.
I think it's a very small percentage of coaches. I mean, how many coaches would you put in the arena of Calipari in terms of getting talent as a top coach? Like, what is it? Maybe less than two handfuls.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's one of the great recruiters. That's why he had all those like superstar teams with Kentucky. But those also were younger players, and you know, he's got his one national title there. But other than that, it's been a long time since they've gotten over the hump.
I just think the one and done model. If he lives and dies by the one and done model, then he's got to get his team prepared for the tournament. They got it. You got to make the tournament, but you got to be preparing to win the tournament. How do we win the tournament? That's what you got. And maybe that is what he does. I don't know. I know he says he's into the development of the kids. Like, let's just be clear here. You have a matter of the football season, 6 months. So what, 9-10 months with these kids?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's be clear here. Don't sell me a bill of goods that you're going to make my child a better child. Like, you got 9 to 10 months before he goes pro. When? Just when? Like, you don't have to worry about the personal aspect of it. You don't have to worry about all of these developmental, because in 9 to 10 months, all it is an experience. You may have an experience where you impact their lives for a lifetime. That's great. But if your business model isn't yielding results, then now you got to take into consideration, what does that mean for the employer's investment in you? If your investment is so big and so great, and, oh, I want to make sure that these kids and these young men are prepared for life and da, 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 this and that, and you get them for 9 to 10 months, and it's making your results suffer. You go out in the first round of the NCAA tournament to a team that is named Oakland that isn't even in the state of California. That's what's happening to you. Then your employer now starts to look at it as, is this investment into these kids bigger, right? Is it bigger for them to be better people that are prepared after 9 to 10 months versus you putting together teams that are going to win? So there ultimately becomes a dilemma and almost seemingly a conflict of interest if you're saying, I'm recruiting the best players in the country and I'm getting them to come here knowing that they're only going to stay 1 year. So I want to make sure that they're the best person that they can possibly be when they leave here.
And
I don't know if I buy that.
And there's also the simple mathematics of the game last night. And I made this point earlier, but it's like, dude, you had a guy off the bench hit 10 threes. Like, I don't know when the hell that's ever happened in college basketball in the tournament. If he only hits eight, like if he has a more down night and only hits eight threes off the bench, Kentucky wins that game. Like, it just, like, the tournament's a pain in the ass. It's why it's so difficult to predict. It's why they pay out what they pay out if you get a quote unquote perfect bracket, because nobody ever has a perfect bracket. And Coach Cal finds himself, you know, the subject of all the ridicule and everything, and whether or not that means he's going to actually change or adapt and whatnot. I think his buyout, people were already talking about getting rid of him. I think his buyout is like $34 million or just under $34 million. So he's going to be fine either way. It's just, you know, Kentucky fans just got to deal with another tough loss. And is what it is. So hopefully we will hear from somebody who grew up a Kentucky fan, one Brady Quinn, who will call in to let us know his thoughts on the Kentucky Wildcats. But we are brought to you by Tractor Supply.
For Jesus.
Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. By the way, we did not ignore the fact that, yes, I know we talked a lot of basketball and college basketball with the upsets and the first portion of the first round of the NCAA tournament, but we should also point out that, yes, it still is a Football Friday. It's a damn Football Friday here on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Friday.
Come on.
Let's finally hear, right?
There you go.
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday.
It's Friday then.
It's Friday. It still is a Football Friday
football
here
Friday.
On Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait, what?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts? You know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Clay Travis posted somebody wrote to a message board on like bigbluenation.net or some crap like that, where these fanboys go to air out their grievances. And
can't even imagine.
It's the most unreasonable reaction to a team losing a game that you'll see. But you've talked about this. Like Penn State fans that were calling for James Franklin's head. And it's like, do you realize like what this was not that long ago? And they want him fired.
What it could have been and what it could still like be right thing, now.
It's just so unreasonable.
It's mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing to me some of the things that these people can conjure up in their minds and actually put it in words and then read it and then send it.
Yeah.
You sent this. I don't know, man. But fans are fanatics. Fan is short for fanatic. So
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted as to when Brady Quinn will call in, and
we'll keep you posted on Calipari watch too.
Yeah.
He's probably got 24-hour security right now.
You think so?
Oh hell yeah! Come on, man. He's probably got some. He probably the minute he lost, he probably called somebody like, yeah, get him in place. He probably
had. That is wild.
Somebody probably called out halftime. Was like, yeah. Yeah, make sure we get a squad car out front, man. Like, this might not end well.
Yeah, that is what.
Because that's the first thing they're going to go after is your house. That's the first thing. They're going to egg the house. They're going to throw toilet paper, whatever it is. They're going to do something to try to touch your home. And then you got to worry about you. Like, somebody may do something just – or the threats. Like, people actually threaten lives over things like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to kill your family type stuff. Like, it's the wildest. I don't understand why people – like, I understand why people love sports. I get that. But you're going to risk it all. Like, well,
hey, man.
I take that back. Gambling. Gambling kind of makes it real. Because somebody might become – that person that wants to come after Calipari and his house and everything – it might be, somebody that's coming after him to get what they want off of him.
A trickle-down effect.
Yeah, it's trickle-down.
Everything rolls downhill, and Calipari's going to have to wear it. We hope that doesn't happen. We don't want any of that stuff. But, some of these, like, these people are lunatics. Also, I would say, as far as the egging of the house, like, toilet paper, pain in the ass. It's annoying. It's in the trees. Like, we had this for junior, senior wars back when I was in high school to where it was like...
I was about to say, that happened to it happened in my house before.
Yeah. And then the one that really pissed us off, the eggs were disrespectful. But somebody came up with the sadistic idea of squirting mustard all over our wall.
Oh, wow.
That stuff don't come off. Like, once the sun hits it, like, you walk by there and it smells like somebody basically emptied the chamber, so to speak, on the side of your wall after they crawled out of a sleeping bag. Like, it's just like it's just disgusting. It's disgusting. It's hard to clean up. It smells. So I wouldn't recommend
paint
that.
Over it. Huh?
It's just... God, it's so gross. But we hope none of that happens to the Calipari's. But people,
when we were playing North Allegheny my junior year, they egged my house, right? Egged my parents' house. We wake up, it's a cracked egg, like two cracked eggs in the driveway, easy to clean off. Four or five uncracked eggs, unbroken eggs in the yard. I said, "Oh, we gonna win this game." I looked at my parents. I was like, "I'll get this up. Don't worry about it. We're going to win this one."
Because if they can't throw hard enough to break an egg.
Come on, man. And we sure enough went out there and beat their pump. Yeah, we went out there. Yep. Yeah. Y'all can't even throw eggs right at my house. I'm going to get y'all.
Wow, that's
the sad thing about it is it probably wasn't even the players. It's probably, now that I'm an old man and I look back on it, it's probably some fanatics that were NA fans or students and stuff like that that did it. But I took it out on the team.
Yeah.
It was good to take it. I took it out on the team. Yeah, I was running the ball. Jonas, I stiff-armed the one dude. I'll never forget. I stiff-armed the one player, and And as I was going down, I was like an egg. dude was probably looking at me like, what is he talking about? Like, this dude is crazy. I just kept making egg references right. The whole game.
He's like, that wasn't me. It was some nerd from my math class.
He told me he did it. Can you please stop hitting me like this? So I was like, funny, I'm going to bust you open like an egg. I hit the quarterback.
Bust your gut just, open and watch you die.
I'm going to bust your egg open and watch your yolk die.
So
it was crazy.
Hopefully it doesn't get to that point for the Calipari's, but people in Lexington are not happy.
They're not happy.
Now, we've also talked about how players in the NFL are not happy with them trying to ban the hip drop tackle. And, you know, the NFL heard it.
Don't drop the hip.
I mean, they heard it. They heard the complaints. And they don't care. They look at it and they say.
But other things, they're going to just keep an eye on it and let them keep doing that, though, right?
Yeah.
We're going to move forward with this, but this right here, this is too dangerous.
Yeah, they just kind of said, listen, we understand, you know, how players feel about this, but, you know, we've done some research, we've looked into this, and it just feels like this is something that seems like they're going to go ahead and pass the banning of the hip drop tackle. And I know we talked about this yesterday, and you and I were having this conversation off the air. It's like, I can understand some of them. Like, I can understand the face mask, because you can literally injure a guy's neck by grabbing his face mask.
But they allow the offensive guy to grab the face mask.
Right.
They call it a stiff arm.
Right. So it's like, if it's a jab, that's fine. But if you throw a hook, you're out of here. And then, like, I can understand that. And then you and I were having this conversation, and we didn't get a chance to have it on the air, but call me crazy, but I would find it more disrespectful if somebody took me down by my hair, if I had dreadlocks, if somebody ripped me down by my hair, which is considered part of the jersey, as opposed to somebody horse collaring me. Mm-hmm. That to me is more disrespectful. Like, you just look at some of these rules and you go, well, why is one thing okay, but the other's not? They're just like, it does feel like there is this level of hypocrisy. And so now the NFL's, you know, looking at this banning of the hip drop tackle, the NFLPA's, you know, push back against it. And then on top of that, apparently they're not even going to consider getting rid of the tush push or the brotherly shove, whatever right. you want to call it, because right. they're like, well, listen, we're going to continue to monitor it, but, you know, there's not going to be
any changes. But it's a successful offensive play, so we're going to let it slide for now.
It's like, I mean... Like, I know your friends with Troy Vincent. Does he ever just express to you in, like, you know, off the record, it's a little frustrating. Like, you know, some of this stuff, like, it's a little frustrating to try and get things done.
Well, his focuses have to be on pushing the game forward. And so when it gets down to, like, I'll have a take as an analyst, as a personality. But when it comes down to, like, personal, like, relationships that I have and jobs, like, I have shadowed Troy doing his job. And let me tell you something. That man does an impeccable, amazing job of managing the affairs that he does and goes through during the course of a docket of a day. But he's tasked with pushing this game forward. The people that are making these decisions, they're tasked with pushing the game forward. So whatever that is that falls on their agenda of how they push the game forward, they're going to do it, and they're going to do it unapologetically. So while I may not like it, and while fans may not like it, or certain people may not like it, I don't know who likes it, who doesn't, but they're doing these things based off of a ton of extensive research and information gathering. So while I don't like it, again, at the end of the day, you want to make this to me, if I was in, say I was the one making decisions, I would go to Roger Goodell and I would say, listen, I get what we're doing. I understand the implications of it health wise and benefits wise for line of duty and guys that are retiring and going to play, not going to play later and all that stuff. I get all that. But make the game barbaric again, my guy. Make it the arena again. Make it, you know, when they say stadium, when they say the arena.
Yeah.
Like, that goes back to the ancient
Paleolithic time. The what times was it? I don't know. It goes back to those times where they were fighting to the death.
Sanctioned violence.
Come on, man. And we talk about how you're a warrior, you're a gladiator in the Colosseum. Like they named the USC Trojans play in the Colosseum. Like my whole thing is
what a dump that place is, by the way.
Right.
Those of you that have
I mean, I heard the real one is too. So just sympathize with me for a second. You name your teams like the Titans. You name your team the Eagles, like the Lions, the Chargers. Like, you're naming all of these tough-ass teams, and yet you're taking the toughness out of what takes place. It's a full contact sport. So you are continuing to minimize what a defender is able to do. Now, I'll say I can understand getting rid of the head clap. Okay, you got rid of the head clap. Fine. I can understand you getting rid of the clotheslining. Okay, fine. But some of the things that they're getting rid of, like now that you're getting into things like the technical side of what's most important to a defender, which is there's a few things that are important to a defender, right? Tackling is one. Tackling is number one. Coverage probably is like a high number two, maybe number one now in this day and age. But covering, like coverage, like being able to cover. So when you think about two of the most significant aspects of the game being altered to the point of where you have players that don't even know how to make contact anymore, because if I graze their face mask, it's 15 yards. If I tackle this man the wrong way, it's 15 yards. And it's all fine and good until a guy loses his job or the media jumps all over him. Everybody's jumping all over this guy for costing his team the game because they were just trying to make a tackle. They're trying to cover. I can recall we were talking about Tom Brady and all that, the run and all that stuff. Ty Law beat Isaac Bruce or no, who was it? Marvin Harrison. He beat Marvin Harrison so bad, beat him up so bad in man coverage that they created a rule.
Oh, I remember that.
I think he sat Marvin Harrison down on the bench one time. He beat him up so bad.
Was that a playoff game against
I want to say it was the playoffs. I want to say it was like a big that. It was like a championship round or something, like, I don't know.
And like Marvin Harrison looked shook. Like
they immediately changed the rules.
I remember that.
They immediately now you got to give him, like, now you got to, you can't do this. You can't do that. Now you got, you know, the after you get to 5 yards, you can't touch him and da 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 this, that, and the other. Every single time the defense adjusts and adapts to something that's going to help them to have success, it's changed. And I just don't know. And it comes down to, okay, we're talking about safety versus the game. Safety versus the game. But to me, there's only so much you can govern in terms of safety. And when you're talking about tackling, see, to me, the one thing, two things they shouldn't take away from the defense, they should just allow them to do is, well, there's a couple things. One, you should be able to take on blockers the way you're going to take them on. Two, you should be able to tackle the way you want to tackle. And three, you should be able to cover. Like, those are the three things to me you should be able to do on defense, and they should not tamper with or adjust. They shouldn't do it. Now, if a head slap is getting off of a block, okay, I get that. If coverage is throwing a clothesline, okay, I get that. You beat my argument. I get that. But, Jonas, let's be clear here, man. Do not be that person that is known for kind of ruining the game. I just don't see that being productive. I don't see that going in the right direction. It just doesn't seem right that all these rules continue to go against creating a more and more indecisive defensive player.
I also wonder if, you know, they look at it and go, well, you know, scoring was down in the NFL last year. Can't have that. Got to figure out some ways to get the offense a little bit more to try and add a little bit more excitement to the games. And I don't know, man, if you grew up rooting for a team that was, you know, anemic on offense, like I did growing up a Chicago Bear fan, you just got used to the fact that defense was going to be how you won games. And I had no problem with scoring being down last year. But, you know, maybe the NFL isn't happy that scoring's down. That's why they're, you know, making changes potentially to the kickoff, banning the hip drop tackle potentially. Like it just, yeah, it seems like it's now been slanted back towards the offense yet again.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It appears that Caleb Williams will be in Chicago as the number one pick of the Bears coming up. And a potential future teammate of Caleb Williams, Jalen Johnson. Last time we heard from him, he admitted to having he needed to go to like sex therapy or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He had some sort of an addiction to sex.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Look.
Whoops.
Hey, he gave that information up. It's not like anybody did any research and looked through, you know, his search engine and went like, man, he's got a bunch of different browsers passwords. It's like, no, like he offered that up when he was at a press conference announcing his new contract.
That's correct.
Said he had those issues last year and he has managed that and gone to therapy and tried to figure that whole thing out. But he did show up on with Kay Adams. And he, you know, he wasn't trying to smear Caleb Williams or anything like that, but he did show up on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, and he just said, "Listen, we want to help him be successful, but he can't bring that quote unquote Hollywood stuff to Chicago, like maybe we've seen glimpses of while at USC."
You just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where, it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that
Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who play this game. I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league. It's just something that guys like myself, guys like Jermaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen. I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room. I feel like we're gonna see through, and it's like, nah, that what you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, that you gotta prove yourself. That stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like you gotta get to know him too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him. Because I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be. I mean, that's what we're bringing him in for, to win games. So I think truly just learning who he is as a person, learning him deeper than just all the Hollywood stuff you see, but actually trying to learn and get to know him, and then from there knowing what pushes him. If it is trash talk, and trash talk makes them crumble, then I mean, I feel like we got to push that button, because people in the game, they're going to push that button. So ooh, just depending on whatever it is that he needs to be pushed at, I feel like that's our job and that's our duty as his teammates, to make him better, to strengthen his weaknesses.
So that could potentially be what he's dealing with when he gets to Chicago.
You know, all due respect, they won 7 games.
Yeah.
You know, so y'all's way ain't that good. Yeah, and that's the reality of it. And I get what he's saying. I understand. I completely understand what he's saying. But if that Hollywood way, if he indeed ends up being the guy that they draft, because, you know, at this point, there's probably just too much pressure on Chicago to have to draft him, just based upon everything that's taking place leading up to the draft. But whoever that player may be, whether it's Caleb, whether it's someone else, they're going in there and they're being tasked with the same exact job that Justin Fields had when he was drafted, which is to turn this franchise around and give them a formidable offense that can help them to win more than 7 games. Now, I think it's very, very interesting to listen to a player that's in the locker room say that already, because it sounds like to me they already have preconceived notions of who he is.
The perception is Hollywood.
And so knowing that you got rid of a player that probably the guys in the locker room respected, because they saw what he had to go through in order to have a level measure of success that he did playing there while he did. And for you to remove him and not see it through with him, my teammate, that I know I'm probably just as much to blame for us losing as he is. And he's a good teammate. He's a good player. And you guys are moving on from him. I wonder how much the GM and the coaching staff have actually taken inventory of how much damage what they did could have done to the team. And the guy that you're drafting is a Caleb Williams, who, by the way, I got talked about for making fun of it. You know, it's like, oh, let a guy be a guy, you know, let him do what he's going to do, how he's going to do. Okay, that's fine. But can a guy that actually would go jump into the stands, hit the fetal position in his mom's arms, and weep on the sideline of the game, is that guy emotionally built to be able to go into a market like Chicago and be the player that this player is actually saying he can't be? You can't be that guy in Chicago. You can't do things this way in our locker room. That's what he just said in that interview. So it'll be interesting to see if it is indeed Caleb Williams that does go number one, which perceivably that's obviously what the surefire, you know, decision is going to be. If he goes in there, does he have the mental, emotional stability to be able to handle what he's about to endure and go through going to a 7-win team that has expectations of being a Super Bowl champ since, what, 85?
Yeah. To your point, and to further the point, the Chicago Bears are the only franchise in the history of the NFL that doesn't have a 4,000-yard passer in a season. Mm. I don't care if Caleb Williams went to Bangkok if he can improve that part of it, like, let's bring him in and figure that thing out. I don't it's just whatever. Like, Bangkok, you want to go Bombay, like, whatever anybody wants to throw out there. The point is, I thought it was applicable based on what we heard from Jalen Johnson at his press conference. The point is, like, the idea that, you know, you can't bring that stuff here, like, what stuff? Like, potentially the first ever quarterback to break that 4,000-yard, you know, mark, potentially what could be one of the great talents. Like, it's like, yes, there's been stuff and conversations about Caleb Williams, the painting of his nails and all that. I just wonder if they've got those preconceived notions. I mean, is there going to be like the hazing that comes along with it? Are they going to be like, you know, giving him a hard time to try and test him?
I don't know about hazing him. But they going if locker rooms are the same way that they were when I was around, he's going to get the business.
Well, look, remember Cedric Benson? Remember the late Cedric Benson?
Of course.
Like, there was, when he first got to Chicago, there was reports that some of the veterans weren't thrilled with his behavior and his attitude. They loved Thomas Jones. Thomas Jones was the running back there. And when they drafted Cedric Benson, I believe with the fourth pick overall, there was some talk that during training camp, he got lit up a little bit, like maybe more so than he should have, just based on them maybe not liking his attitude when he first got there. So I'm not saying that that would happen all these years later, but, you know, it is interesting to hear. And from the Caleb Williams standpoint, I just take a step back and I go, I can't imagine being 21, 22 years old and expected to go to a place with grown men who have families and contracts and a lot on the line and just fit right in and take over for a guy that was loved by those teammates, as you pointed out, and expected to produce in that manner. Like you talked about the pressure that he's going to be under when he gets there. I don't know that people have fully wrapped their arms around how much pressure this
they
is going
can't.
To be.
They could not possibly begin to wrap their heads around that amount of pressure. I'll tell you what. I was a number two overall draft pick going to a team who seemed like they were going in the right direction, and that was a ton of pressure. I can't even comprehend the type of pressure he's going to feel going into the situation he's going into.
It's a lot, man.
I can't comprehend it. And I lived it. Like, I lived being a top draft pick for a team. I've lived that. And having kind of the reputation or kind of the pressure of coming in and being a reason why this team was going to definitively take steps forward. I've lived that. I can't comprehend what Caleb Williams is going, if indeed that is the pick. Again, I'm going to keep saying if indeed he ends up being the pick. I mean, if I'm Chicago and I'm hearing these types of interviews take place with our players, you would be foolish to not be listening to it. And you would be foolish not to pay attention to if he fits what you are when you have a plethora of fine quarterbacks in this draft class. I don't know why people got so carried away with making it seem like Caleb Williams has to be the prospect this year that is the prospect. Like, that kind of weirds me out a little bit sometimes when it's just like we're going to create this foregone conclusion or narrative that this player in particular is like, this is it. He is it. It's him. It's him, him, him. But you have at least two more quarterbacks that should be in the same conversation in this draft class. And to me, Jonas, when you're looking at the way a person plays, that's one thing. We're looking at the talent, that's one thing. There are comparables to the other quarterbacks in this draft. You got to now take it to that next step of where you're looking at, you're talking to the teammates. How is he as a teammate? What is he like in the locker room? You know, what type of person is he? You know, the characteristic or the traits that they portray, like you said, and people, you can be get upset and get up in arms all you want. Football is as discriminatory as it gets. They discriminate on everything, and you love it. That's what the combine is. It's a public spectacle of discrimination. He's faster than you, I discriminate, I like him more. He's stronger than you, I discriminate, I like him more. He's taller than you, he leaps higher, name it, so on and so forth. They're discriminating. Bottom line is, you're going to look at fingernails being painted. You're going to look at what's connected to the things that he does, his idiosyncrasies. You're going to look at all of those things if you are responsible. Because if there is something that is there that could ultimately be the undoing of him and his career at your place, or the undoing of your team at your place, then you need to make your decision based off of understanding that that's the possibilities that come with what you're doing and making the decision for this particular prospect.
You know what Caleb Williams should do? Because you've seen this play out. Not that I've ever been to prison. I don't plan on going, by the way. Just want to make that clear. But you see these stories where a guy gets to prison. It's like he's got to get his respect. So he'll like initiate some sort of a fight first day in prison. So everybody goes, hey, man, you can't just like bully that guy around. Like he will. He does have some pushback. Maybe Caleb Williams just goes and picks a fight with somebody first day of training camp. Just throws down. It might get broken up pretty quick. But, you know, get one or two shots into where people go, oh, you know, like, hey, yeah, he does paint his nails.
I mean,
you
want to
know what? But
Cam
he can throw
slung
it
Josh Norman right. around a couple. Whipped him around like yeah. them boys at that flag football tournament.
So, maybe that's the approach you should take here. Get a little bit of respect as he heads into training camp there in Chicago.
I mean, why wait for training camp? Just go right into the locker room.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? First day,
right.
you get drafted. Punch the GM right in the throat.
Nice
Bang.
Job.
Did he just punch the GM in the throat?
Yeah, throw somebody in a Darce choke. Just say, hey, you know, anytime I want, I can hit your off switch. Just letting you know anytime you guys want it. And then they go, damn, we don't want to step to that guy. Forget
Bruh,
Hollywood.
All the highlights from his pro day, he was he had to have hugged every single frame he hugged somebody.
Yeah.
Every single frame.
What's wrong with that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a hugger. Like, yeah, I get it. But, bruh, you hugging everybody the whole entire time.
Oh, man. Well, look,
the whole entire time. Go look at his pro day. He is hugging the entire time. I think he hugged everybody that was there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a gracious dude. I mean, he's
a
good dude. But
definitely
I just don't know how that's going. Like, I said Russ in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's the same thing for Caleb in Chicago. Just saying. Markets do make a difference.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.